Super busy and fantastic. How are you?
I know you're super busy.
Always are, yeah.
Big event launching today in Emporia, huh?
Exactly. We've got the Rural Rise Conference that is going on today, tomorrow, and Friday. We're excited to see rural economic development professionals from throughout the United States coming into downtown Emporia. They'll be at the Granada Theater and the Arts Center for the next few days, learning about rural economic development techniques, new resources, which we're excited about, and collaborating on different types of projects. So they'll be working through different workshops over the next 3 days. We'll have tours of some different facilities, and then on Thursday night, we have an event that's open to the public and will be a lot of fun with Bluegrass and Brews on 4th Avenue. So this Thursday, September 29th, 5:30 to 9, there will be a beer garden, food trucks, live music by the Haymakers. We'll have all sorts of different fun activities that are there. So you can come out for what looks like is going to be an absolutely perfect evening. Hang out, listen to some live music, grab some food, grab a few brews, and then meet some of the different people that are coming from around the country to learn a little bit more about economic development.
Yeah, there's some heavy hitters coming in. So a big event here the next few days, as Casey mentioned, in downtown Emporia at the Granada and also the Emporia Arts Center. And be a part of that Bluegrass and Brews. That's going to be a fun event coming up tomorrow night from 5:30 until 9, 4th Avenue. The Haymakers, they flat out bring it, too. They're really good.
They do, and I think their lead singer was recently inducted in the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, so can't get much better than that.
You really can't. Pretty much says it all. And then you don't stop there, Casey. You keep on trucking, don't you?
Yeah, we have our Start Your Own Business class that's starting up October 10th, so we have the registration up. That's a collaboration between Emporia Main Street, the Small Business Development Center, ESU, and then we get great support from ESB Financial. Sign up for that. It's a great way to bring your concept to fruition. We have the veterans banners that have all been ordered, and they should be up later this month, so we're excited about that. And we always say once they go up, that sort of finding banners portion is sponsored by Thurston Auto Body. And then we have Trick or Treat, Dia de los Muertos, and ESU Homecoming. That's all occurring on the same day, so only the boring are bored in Emporia. We're bringing back the Haunted Tours, which is at the end of the month, the 28th and 29th. We'll have more ticket information as October starts on our website. And Freedom Fest is November 5th. So that's just over the next few weeks. There's a Kansas Main Street training that's bringing like 100 people into town in mid-October, too. So we'll throw that in there. But, never a dull moment.
No doubt about it. Well, congratulations on bringing this this event to town. It's been going on here the next few days. Going to be a lot of people in town and some good, like we mentioned, heavy hitters going to be in town with some great information and ideas shared at the Granada Theater and the Emporia Arts Center. Good work, Casey. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you later.
See ya.
Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Plenty going on there, huh?
Oh, wow. As usual for Emporia Main Street, but yeah, that Rural Rise Conference, which I think has got pretty good attendance that's already set up, that's going to be big, I think, not only for Emporia Main Street, but really any community event organizers that want to be involved here, and working on rural economic development. The rural areas have got to kind of go front and center, and they've got to do what they can to position themselves front and center with the increasingly competitive nature of grants and federal programs and stuff like that, and this is offering a really good way to help out.
Hey, quickly, we had Captain Miley Haddon, Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon, on with us yesterday morning, right around 8:20 here on KVOE, and she was talking about the look of their food pantry, and they are in big-time need right now. She says it is not looking good. So our timing for the 21st annual Drive for Food from KVOE is going to be good. And it's Thursday, October 20th, and we want to make it easy for you to participate and help and really make a difference, because they are in big-time need at the food pantry at the Salvation Army. So all you need to do is get us your address. That's number one.
That's it.
Then number two, leave your non-perishable food donation on your front porch or driveway the morning of October 20th. And a member of the KVOE Drive for Food team will be by to pick it up and take it to the Salvation Army.
There you go. Very easy. Just also remember the date, too.
And a big shout-out to our friends at Thomas Transfer. Of course, they loan us one of their trucks. And also Boy Scout Troop number 157.
As always helping.
Helping the unloading process, which is a big part of the activities that day.
Yeah, we need some heavy lifters, and they do the heavy lifting for us very well.
Yeah, because the food has to go from the trucks down the stairs into the food pantry. And we're getting old. Flat out.
I wasn't going to go there, but, you know, we may not need as much heavy lifting, quote unquote, down the stairs later if the Salvation Army's plans to get that food pantry up on a ground floor somewhere come to fruition. But definitely for the next few years, we're definitely going to need all the help we can get.
Yeah. So, again, that's the morning of October 20th, excuse me. And so, basically, just get us your address. The earlier, the better. Because Aaron Harder is our route coordinator for our drive for food. And that way we can get everything put together as soon as we possibly can and make this a seamless process. But thanks in advance for your help and support of our 20th annual drive for food coming up Thursday, October the 20th. Driving for food. Hey, I just want to take a moment. Sad news over the weekend that a former neighbor of my wife, myself, Eldon Sieber. Eldon passed away over the weekend at the age of 90.
Oh, wow.
He and his wife, Wilma, were our neighbors for, decades.
Mm.
For the move just a couple of years ago. But Eldon, a great guy. Speaking, you know, this is National Neighbor Day, isn't it?
That's what you said at the start of this. Yeah.
Yeah, Eldon would... helped me out a lot of things, you know, some screens, and I remember one morning, somebody who obviously had too much to drink ran over my mailbox and took it down, and I had to get, I think I was doing a football game that day, so I had to leave,
yep.
And by the time I got home, Eldon had put a new mailbox up for me.
That is so cool.
And of course, he sharpened my lawnmower blades every year.
Yeah.
Anything I needed.
Mm-hmm.
Eldon was there. So
oh, wow.
Thoughts to his wife, Wilma, and the family.
What a cool neighbor.
Yeah, no kidding. It's good to have neighbors like that.
Agreed.
Good to have neighbors. 6:55, how do you do on a midweek Wednesday, the 28th of September? Stay tuned. Greg Ray is in with sports next.
There's a credit union for you. It's easy to join 100.